Hey, welcome to the Quick Pass Podcast, where you don't know who you are.
And neither do we.
Well, I met up with a buddy at Hooters, and we're sitting there talking, catching up on this and that. And he, before we got there, I think I got a text message that our waitress was hot, and the whole time he's telling me how hot the waitress is. Well, then we start talking, and he's like, you know, he goes to school in a city, and he's saying how, you know, when he's in the city, he sees all these girls, and he starts telling me, yeah, I saw this one girl here. I was like, oh, well, you know, I saw another girl here, and man, she had an ass on her, this and that and this. And he goes, well, remember the one other one when we got off the train? Oh, man, that was the nicest ass I've ever seen. We're talking about that. And then there's a little lull in the conversation, and I pause, and I bring up to him, I go, Tim, you realize we've just spent the last 10 minutes talking about women we've seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so odd, and we laughed for quite a while. He was kind of embarrassed, but I was just as bad about it as he was, is we're talking about women we have seen and will probably never see again, mm-hmm. Never knew their name. Never anything. And I was like, how many men out there? I do it all the time with people. We talk about it all the time. Oh, this one girl, she is so hot. And the other guy's like, oh, yeah. Yep, I know the type. Yep. It's so weird.
It's usually a chick, too, that you're not going to see again. For some reason, like, you could have four hot chicks around you. They could be in a hot tub with you. And as a guy, you're going to be thinking about that hot chick that you saw, you know, getting off the train, getting into her car.
Yeah.
You know, serving you hot wings at Hooters and all that stuff. It is very odd how us guys are like, we're into the unknown.
Right.
We like that girl that we saw in passing more than we do the hot chick who's sitting right next to us for some reason.
Absolutely. You could have a perfectly hot girl that you're at dinner with, and if there's a girl, even probably just as hot three tables over.
Yeah. Maybe even less hot, and you're going to be like,
Yeah, you'll be focusing on that one. Unless it's like the beginning of a relationship or something you've been really looking forward to. And even still, sometimes I think you're going to be looking at that third party.
Yeah, you're right. You have the tunnel vision, though, early on.
Yeah.
And you know why? It's because that chick is still unknown.
Yeah, that's true.
Until she's known, you're going to have tunnel vision. Like, this chick is super hot. You see her ass. Oh, my God. Look at her face. Oh, smile. Beautiful. Oh, man. And then you stop and you think about it 3 months later, and you're like, yeah, she's all
right. You're right.
And for most guys, usually the reality is, you ain't going to do any better than that chick that you got.
Exactly.
Who the fuck are you crapping?
Yep. Oh, there's so many guys that are just, they're looking for the next best thing, and it's that exact same thing you just said. They have as good as they're going to get, and I don't know why they're looking elsewhere. But they are, and it, you know, I don't blame them. I just don't get it, but I've been one of them.
You do it.
Yeah.
You don't understand it when you stop and think about it, but you do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to come up with some evolutionary expectation or explanation for why that is, but it would just be bullshit to excuse my bad behavior.
Half of that's a hoot nanny anyhow.
Sure.
Do you remember the time a few weeks, well, I guess it was about a month ago now, where we were hanging out and a friend was bringing a girl over and he was showing everyone the picture and it was like, seven guys on the porch. And he's like, hey, this is the girl that's going to come over to the party. And we all looked at him. We're like, oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
And one of our friends was like, you did well for yourself, buddy. You did well. And I stopped and I go, do you guys all realize that we haven't met this girl at all? We've never spoken to her. We never even heard her speak. We've seen two photos, and we're all going, wow, you did well for yourself, buddy. Yeah. Quite the catch.
I'm not even sure he gave us, like, a character synopsis.
I don't know her name.
No, I don't either.
And we were all thumbs up.
Yeah,
man.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you, because that's all we really care about deep down.
Two fucking pictures.
Yeah.
Two pictures we saw, and we were all like, man.
We were in.
Yeah, it's a nice job, buddy.
And we met her in person, and I'm still in.
She was unknown, though.
She was, right, but she wasn't Adolf Hitler when we met her.
No,
you know.
She seemed pleasant enough.
Yeah, she did.
Now, didn't necessarily win me over to the point where I was like, that's a real woman.
Right.
But, right. You know, you could do worse.
Yeah. But it wasn't, you know, she could be like that dad we've all heard about who supposedly is beating his child, but then you meet him and he's just super pleasant and you can't imagine where this information is coming from.
I think those guys are different people when they're drunk.
I think possibly.
I think that's what it is. Sober so-and-so can be the nicest guy out mowing the lawn, waving to the neighbors, and then he comes home drunk up one night, and it's 9 o'clock, and his daughter didn't clean her room or do the dishes.
Yeah.
And he'll whip her ass.
Yeah.
You know, alcohol is a hell of a drug.
It is.
They don't say that often enough, by the way. You get all other sorts of drugs with the bad rep. Alcohol is a hell of a drug. I've seen many people get into fights while drinking, and I attribute at least 50% of it to the drinking.
Yeah. I had people want to fight me the last time I was, well, not the last, one of the last times I was incredibly drunk. Well, they said they wanted to, but I don't think they did, because they never did.
Liquid courage, as a former coworker of mine described alcohol.
I think so. I mean, the whole night, people are coming up to me, hey, so-and-so wants to beat your ass. He wants to beat your ass. Meanwhile, I'm playing over in my head every conversation I've had so far that night, and I had many. And every time, everybody was laughing, I was laughing, we're all having a good time. I wasn't making fun of, like, one of the people in the group, and at his expense we were having laughs, but this guy just hated the fact that I was there so much, but not enough to actually hit me in the face or speak to me at all. That was interesting.
A closet gangster.
Enough to find out, I go for a haircut, and this girl who cuts my hair is at this function. And so she's cutting my hair, and she's telling me how her husband almost got in a fight that night.
Same guy?
Different guy.
Okay.
Kind of. Well, I go, really? Bobby almost got in a fight? Why'd he almost get in a fight? She goes, somebody thought he was you. Which I laughed at, but I was also like, sorry, Bobby. I mean, I was just really trying to have fun. I wasn't trying to hurt anybody.
It is amazing how sometimes your actions will be perceived completely against the way you perceive them.
Yeah.
And no one will ask you about it. They'll just fucking hate you for it.
Right. They will. They'll sit there and that hate will bubble up. Whereas if they came up to you, like I was thinking this guy that I kept hearing all night, wants to fight me. I was thinking if I just went up to him and said, hey, buddy, my name's number three.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, you?
He'd go, number three? Oh, quick, fast podcast. Yeah. You guys are doing it right, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like it would have like sort of eased tensions, or I would have got that would have been his opportunity to like shrug me off and do something stupid to make me angry. But I wasn't having any of that. I was having too much fun. And if you want to sit there while I'm having fun, have a miserable time because I'm having so much fun, that's all the more reason for me to have more fun.
There you go. I like fun.
Yeah.
And speaking of fun, I know that puts me in the minority, by the way. I know a lot of people don't like fun.
They don't. They say they do, but they really don't like fun.
Yeah, I enjoy fun. So we're going to start a new tradition on the Quick Fast Podcast where we do a song of the episode. I don't know, song of the day, whatever the hell you want to call it. We're still ironing out the beats. Either way, to me, this is a fun song. Not ultra deep like some of the cuts we've had before on our Sounds of the Seasons or anything like that. To me, this is just a fun hip-hop song. And I'm not going to speak on it too much more. I'm just going to let that sucker play for you.
All right.
Without further ado, here is the Quick Fast Podcast Song of the Day. Kill it, 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 kill it. I said I think it's time to kill it. Bitch, I'm sexy as fuck. You ain't even got to tell me. I ride around the park. I fuck my girl to R. Kelly. Tell her make me a sandwich. No pee pee and jelly. She look back like, God damn, what you think? This a deli? I'm screaming, hell yeah, trip. Hell yeah, whoop. That shit make her love me more. And she know I love her too. She know I've been to hell and through. I need what Revens do. Power of the revenue got me up to the 10 and 10 and 2. Ooh. I gotta shine, boy, I be a star. On fire, that's a meteor. So I'm either or. On TV with a reader or. Set your DVR. Stacking money face to face. What that mean? CPR? Every day to day day. Gang bang, major paint. Town to ride around, me and my dog like Charlie Brown. Just trying to get that white money, you know, counting KKKKs on a day-to-day-to-day base. Then vacay for 8 days. Oh, you know, motherfuck taking a vacation. Put palm trees up in my house and have a staycation. Getting paid while I'm chilling, that's a vacation. Full glass.
glass of champagne. Oh,
no, you can't taste it.
I seen cars, switch up, seen hoes, switch up, seen money. Y'all switch up when the days get dimmer. Who gon' leave you there and who gon' leave with ya? This is for the ones that's always riding with ya. Ain't switch. I ain't switch up. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up. Oh. This ain't me. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up. The same team, nah, nah, I ain't switch up. God, I ain't switch up. I think it's time to kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it,
kill it,
kill it,
yeah.
Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. I said I think it's time to kill it.
Bought a Cadillac, now I'm Cadillac Tom. She ride right, but I'm riding right. Put a Cadillac on that lawn. Might even let her meet Dave. Might even let her meet Sean. Let me push, she never meet my mom. Chi-town is my town, I ride around like I'm lying down. South side, my eyes down, I'm the shit, y'all fly around. I'm in my mode today, saying what the fuck I'm supposed to say. Moving, making money, got them trash bags, bags. Smoke Chiba with leaders, pussy sweeter, I eat her. Got strippers and divas, plus some cougars and cheetahs. Oh, oh, you wear good, put me on like Bonita. I said ease up, ease up, ease up. Ain't nobody fucking with my clique.
All these bad bitches, man, they want the.
They do.
All I care about's my crew, my family and women. Except these women that's hoeing, and these hoes that be stealing. Trying to get them a cut, that's how you end up with stitches. I tell a bitch quit playing, and play your position. Either move or get devoured, fuck a coward. I be fresher than these motherfuckers head to toe. If I rock Eddie Bauer, but I don't, or I go. Everything I do it overboard. Michael Phelps splash, smile for the Polaroid. Self-employed, now you self-employed. Deep boy, never sold, but I still got more lines of corduroy. And I'm with the same crew until I'm an old man. Cause ain't no such thing as new old friends. I'm saying, I seen cars, switch up, seen hoes, switch up, seen money. Y'all switch up when the days get dimmer. Who gon' leave you there and who gon' leave with ya? This is for the ones that's always riding with you. Ain't switch. I ain't switch up. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up. Oh. This ain't me. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up.
Alrighty. So that was my track.
Alrighty.
Yeah, that's number 9. Bringing it to you. That's Big Sean featuring Common, and the song is Switch Up. Initial reactions from you, number 3.
Well, Big Sean's last album, I liked at the beginning, and then it wore on me. And then, I'm not a huge fan now because of that, but Common, to me, saved the track. To me, Common on a rap track will save it from anything.
He's awesome.
Although some of his album tracks, I'm kind of like, okay, you know, ho-hum sometimes, mm-hmm. sometimes. His latest album I liked, and then I'm starting to taper off, but there's still some great jams. But I think Common featured on a track really helps it out a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Not super deep or anything like that, but it got me at the beginning where it's like, I ride around to Pac, I fuck my girl to R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't going to do much better in your life than that.
Well, speaking of switching it up.
Yeah.
I had an issue with a not a significant other of a friend, but like she's kind of their, I guess people say they're talking.
Oh, it's a girl that's kind of talking to or dating a friend of yours, if you
yeah.
will. Okay, gotcha.
We're out at this bar, and recently I've been working pretty hard, and I haven't really eaten a lot of lunch because, well, A, I work through my lunch most of the time, because if I don't work through my lunch, I stay later in the evening, and yada yada. Second reason I don't eat lunch, I have to pack a lunch, and I don't really want to do it, so I usually will just not eat lunch.
Okay.
So I've lost a little bit of weight, not a significant amount, but enough to where I noticed in my pants, I've got to go a notch tighter in the belt.
Okay.
But pound-wise is pretty close to about what I usually weigh.
By the way, that belt is how you keep track of your actual size. If you got to like go over notches on your belt, that's your cue from your body that you're getting fat
yeah.
and gaining weight.
Oh, yeah.
Because I believe we had a conversation somewhat recently about how do these people get to be fucking 350 pounds when
yes.
they were 170 in college.
Right.
When you started having to stretch that belt out, and when you eventually ran out of fucking
and
holes.
Bought a new belt.
You bought a new belt. You should have been made blatantly aware that you were getting too big.
Yes.
So in your case, it's going the other way, huh?
A little bit. All but, right. You know, it's one of those things, like, I observed that I was, because I was at a happy weight. I was pretty pleased with where I was. And now I'm getting a little skinnier, so I'm like, I'm just picking up the slack.
Mm-hmm.
Eating a little more lunch, but eating way more in the evenings.
Okay.
You know? And so I, you know, that's been too soon to tell, but, so I had to, my jeans weren't quite fitting me as well, so I needed the belt, and the belt a little tighter. And if you've ever had to wear your belt a little tighter, you know it kind of cinches the waist of those jeans.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't so much, it was comfortable, but the look of it is a little bit, like, baggy in the groin,
okay,
crotch.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
To where, like, it's narrower up here and then wider down near
the
hips.
A little puffy around the groin.
A bit of a puffy
groin,
look, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had a tucked-in shirt, and I was thinking, you know what? No one's going to be paying attention. I don't really care. If they're looking that close and they're worried about that my jeans are a little big and I've got to wear a belt to tighten them up. Well, newsflash, jackass. The reason I got the fucking belt on is because the fucking jeans are too big.
Yeah, you don't need a belt if the jeans fit perfectly.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, most people wear it for style or whatever, but you could also clue into the fact that I probably need the belt to make the jeans fit. Well, anyway, so we have some drinks and, like, a lot of good things happen that night. My longtime best friend from childhood apologized. He didn't apologize. He proposed.
Okay.
And she said yes for now. And
for now?
Okay. Well, no, I'm just kidding. But congratulations to them. But so that was nice and festive, and we had some drinks.
So you're at, like, an engagement party?
No, that just happened to happen, and we all met up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so this girl, she goes to me something about, like, how my jeans are too big for me. She, like, makes an observation. Your jeans are too big for you. I don't remember exactly what was said because I got so furiously mad. And I commented back to something. I think I said something immediately, like, it was, like, autonomic. I don't even remember what the words were, but it was must have been sharp. And she was kind of taken aback. And I said to her, I go, I'll tell you what. I won't make any comments about your weight if you don't make any comments about my weight. And she just looked at me for a second. I go, seems like a good policy,
uh-huh,
doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
And she's a little bit, like, a kind of thicker, you know, girl. And she seemed taken aback, but at the same time, how could you argue the logic?
It doesn't matter.
But I was just, like, one of those things, I'm a skinny person. And sometimes you don't need people observing how skinny you are, uh-huh, or just how you are looking at all.
Yeah, most people don't want a negative observation pointed out by anyone, ever.
That's what it was. I said, well, thank you very much for the veiled insult.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was taken aback. And I go, I'll tell you what, I won't comment on your weight if you don't comment on my weight. And, like, to me, that's the thing. You shouldn't comment on what people look like unless they're looking good.
You can compliment somebody.
Yes.
Even if they're looking bad, find something positive. Nice scarf.
Yeah.
You could say that to a fat girl.
Yeah.
Nice scarf.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. But, like, the idea that some people have that they can throw out a comment on you that judges you in a negative way.
Right.
It's like, where the fuck do you get off?
Yes.
Who asked you, A, nobody,
right,
and B, how do you think that that is okay?
Oh, I'm glad we're on the same wavelength, because it rubbed me so wrong and raw, whatever, that it's been still sitting in my head, like, and I handled it the way I should have handled it, I felt like.
Mm-hmm.
To where I made, like, a perfectly normal judgment, and I didn't take it to the point of insult. It was just, I won't make comments about you if you don't make them about me. And it's the whole thing, and I hate to bring it to, like, oh, wah, I hate women, because I don't hate women, but women have this tendency to do that shit. I know that I'm certain that there are men out there. I don't have men constantly commenting on what I'm wearing, per se. You know, maybe I wear a lot of sweaters lately, so people make fun of my sweaters. I can deal with making fun of me wearing sweaters.
That's not part of your being. That's an item that you have put on.
That I chose, like, sure, this looks fine.
You can
It'll
change
keep
it tomorrow.
Yes. You know, but yeah, the whole, or even like you look like you've lost a little weight. But even then, like, for family members will do that stuff. It's like, I'm not trying to lose weight, and
right,
I don't need to, so your comment, unless you're worried about me, just don't.
Unless you're overweight, no one wants to hear that they've lost a little weight.
Yeah.
And you're clearly not overweight.
Right. Because even if you're kind of, like, just a little overweight, and you say that someone looks,
mm-hmm,
like they lost weight, you're kind of implying that you already sort of noticed that they were overweight.
Yeah, but you're still trying to make them feel good, I
guess.
Yeah,
and that's a little bit, if you get insulted by that, it's a little crazy. But I was just, you know, and I've noticed that with women, that they will comment, they don't like your hair, they'll pick at that like it's okay. And it's not every woman, by any stretch. But there are just some that they seem like they think they're the fashion police. And women will do it to other women.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in public so many times where a woman's like talking about the other outfit of a woman in the place where
they
we are.
They walk into a room and immediately start surveying, looking for flaws in other women's wardrobes or their weight pertaining to their wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a little tight for her, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, you look like a cow in that.
Yeah. And like sometimes they'll point out a girl and I'll be like, well, I think she looks really sexy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In that,
yeah, you're like, I'll be rubbing up on them titties all night.
But man, they will just hate on people. That was, it was just a chills. I was so upset.
I had an incident where I was in the wrong, but I didn't think I was in the wrong. We have kind of like a cafeteria type break room or whatever, where we also do presentations and things like that. And there was this big projector screen, and I'm talking huge, like 6 feet tall by 10 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
Huge screen. And it was blocking the sink. And this pregnant woman was trying to get back to the sink. And I go, hey, you got enough room there? And she was like, what? And another one of her friends was like, you don't say something like that. And I'm thinking, I said, I go, she's pregnant. She knows she's pregnant.
Yeah.
I was going to move the screen for her if she couldn't fit. And they're like, you don't ask a pregnant woman if she's got enough room, if she can fit. And I go, isn't that healthy?
Right.
Isn't it healthy to be large? And I go, and by the way, you have a 9-month-old baby inside of your belly right now.
Yeah.
Like, you should have difficulty fitting in tight spaces. But they found it wildly inappropriate. And at that point, I realized you can't say anything to a woman, but they can say whatever the fuck they want to you.
Yes.
I was going to volunteer to move the huge 6x12 screen out of her way. And I just asked if she had enough room, if she could fit. And they're like, you don't say that to a woman ever. Like, okay, I didn't know there were rules that you can't say that to a woman ever. Even when she's literally 9 months pregnant.
Yep.
She had the baby like 2 weeks after this conversation. But a woman can come up to you and say, huh, those jeans don't fit you very well.
Yes. Even though they fit me 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
So, you know, I bought them when they fit fine, thanks. But you know what? When I go shopping, I don't always see jeans I want to purchase. So then I don't buy any. So I'm waiting until I'm either the right size or until I find the right jeans.
There's a lot of shitty jeans out there.
A ton of shitty jeans. I was even talking to my mom, and I said how I went shopping for jeans, and I found several pairs I liked and wanted to purchase, but they were like 2 inches too short in the leg.
Yeah, shit's coming in like a 42-28 size out there.
Yeah, for these
fat
American
fucks. Who are these
stumpy fat
motherfuckers? Get off the McDonald's diet.
Yeah. And she goes, well, is there a particular brand you like? And I'm thinking, I don't want you buying me jeans.
Nope.
Because, yeah, I'll tell you what, because the same thing, I'm at the store and they have Levi's. They got two different types of Levi's that I'm looking at. And the one, I really like the look of. They're sort of faded and, you know, they look kind of like, they're not overly crazy weird, but they're just trendy enough to be cool. I was like, those would be perfect. They're too short. So I find some that are the right length. They're like a dark blue old man matte finish color, like that would never work.
You wear them farming.
Yeah, and because of that, I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to tell my mother, who has not the same taste as me in anything, a brand, because I'm looking at one brand, love these, hate these. So that was frustrating. But I'm glad that you brought up pregnant women, because I'm going to hijack for a minute.
I usually do, by the way. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I don't talk about pregnant women.
It's true. You're obsessed.
I've also offered to many of my friends to knock up their girls for them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if there's a pro-pregnancy guy on, you know, the internet these days, it's number three.
Yeah.
Or, that's you.
That's me. Well, but, I'm pro. I'll not pull out.
Okay. So, you'll not pull out. I'm talking about pregnancy a lot, but not knocking anybody up. So that's number 9. I'll talk about it. Number 3, he'll actually bring it.
Right. Now, let me clarify that I will pull out, but I will also not.
So you have the potential to be a baby daddy.
Yeah, it's not like I will not pull out. Like, I must see it
it's
through.
It's not a commandment of yours.
No. But I will or I will not. But I work with mostly women. And it has its rewards, it has its downfalls. And one of the downfalls is, and I may have brought this up in a previous episode, and I'm not sure if I have, but women in the lunchroom will talk about the most revolting things, the most disgusting things, having to do with pregnancy and the female anatomy. And now, I'm not easily squeamish or whatever, but when it comes to pregnancy and things and women with their menstrual flows, I get a little bit to where I'd rather just not think about it, talk about it, listen to you talk about it, or anything else. I'd rather just you talk about it with someone who wants to hear you talk about it and talk about something different with me.
It doesn't make you want to come in them more.
No.
Okay, just to clarify.
No,
it
does not.
Okay, it doesn't increase the odds of number three coming.
No. Well, there has been a woman at work who is very pregnant.
Don't ask her if she's having trouble fitting somewhere.
Didn't.
That is out of line.
Didn't. So she was like planning when she was going to leave, and apparently, you know, this was on a Thursday or Friday. She was saying, well, Tuesday I'm going to go in. We're going to have a C-section or whatever. Okay. I don't know why I listened or paid attention, but I paid attention. Probably because I got an email about it, heard her talk about it in person, and then heard third parties also talking about this whole thing. And I'm not interested at all. In fact, since she's brought the baby in, I looked, said, and then went back and started doing work because I don't care about your baby. I don't care. I mean, I might care if, like, a relative of mine, a close relative, had a baby. But even if it was, like, a second cousin that had a baby, you know, I don't care at all.
You know what it would take for me to really care about the baby, other than it being someone who I'm very, very close with? There would need to be 10,000 people on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
10,000 people on Earth, I'd be like, wow, a baby. Right. What's this little guy's name? Oh, look at him. I hope he grows up to be strong.
Yeah.
7 billion? Come on, sorry, not all that fantastic that you were able to go that far.
This woman brings in the baby, and literally, a bunch of other women I see walking up and down aisles and halls carrying the baby.
Cackling.
Like, what the, I don't ask me to hold it, first of all, because I really would rather just not. I'd rather not hold it. But anyway, one thing that I actually walked out of a lunch, I said, well, that's enough for me. And, like, I don't really do that ever, but I had had enough. And that was, they were talking about this woman, we'll call her Jamie, I guess.
Okay, Jamie, hot.
Yeah. And she's like, well, somehow it got on the topic of amniotic fluid. Mm. And I was kind of like, they were, like, assessing her fluid levels at the doctor, I don't know, the gyno or whoever. I don't know who deals with pregnancy.
Were you eating some sort of chicken broth-based soup at the
time? I actually was eating chicken, Campbell's chicken soup out of a little thing to drink out of.
Well, I can see how this would get to you then.
Well, that I didn't even make that connection till now. So they're talking about her amniotic fluid, and they're talking about how she actually had to leave early on Friday. And one of my coworkers was like, goes, well, did you see her at the meeting? She was dripping. She was dripping all day. Just dripping. And that was when I threw up my hands and said, you know, dripping is that's over the top.
Yeah.
I don't need the dripping conversation. The only time I want to hear dripping is if I'm like, and even not then, like if I'm sexting. And, like, she's really hot. I don't want to think about it dripping.
No. Dripping is too far.
Like, wet.
I'm moist.
Well, not moist. I'm hoping for wet. Moist is okay.
I'm moist with love secretions.
Yeah, you've got me so hot, but, yeah, I'm dripping wet. The sheets are sopping wet.
Yeah, like, there's some advice for the ladies. You're sex talking with your man. Don't tell him you're dripping all over the place.
You know, don't drip at all.
Yeah. Don't drip. Even if you are a bit of a leaker, keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Put a towel down.
Put two.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's too much.
It is.
The anatomy, and then you get a pregnant woman, and you hear about every doctor visit, and you hear about all this, and it's just like, are you out of your mind? Like, if... And I guess because it's a dominated field and I'm a man kind of coming into a female-dominated field, and if it was a bunch of men, I was thinking about this the other day, if it was a bunch of men, I don't know if the conversation would get to this, but if it was a bunch of guys like me, we'd all be talking about, yeah, banged her, did this, maybe, But maybe we'd be professionals. Maybe. I'd hope we would be professionals, but I know me, and I'm not that professional. So then maybe a woman would come in, and we would maybe keep up that, like, that talk. But eventually she would go to HR, and we'd all lose our jobs or have to go to sensitivity training.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, but I still even don't think I'd be talking about my jizz and balls with a female in the room.
No.
That I didn't already, like, if she was cool, like, if she had a dirty mind and we were talking just stupid, laughy stuff. But I'm not going to talk about my doctor visit or a vasectomy.
No.
Or, like, yeah, that I've had this weird discharge. You know, you get into that realm, it doesn't matter what gender, what sex, you shut the fuck up and mm-hmm. you go to the doctor, you come back to work, and you pretend you never went.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of gender and sex, I got something that's definitely not going to leave anybody impregnated.
Good.
It's the gay sex deck.
Well, yeah.
The GSD, as the kids are calling it on Twitter.
Yeah. All hashtag.
Right. Hashtag GSD.
Whose turn?
It's been so long, I don't think it matters, but I would like you to do the honors.
Okay.
So, a refresher for our fans out there. We've got a card deck by Oliver Pierce and Dr. Sean Cummings with illustrations by John Geary. We draw a card out of this deck. One side has a picture, usually of two gentlemen, one mm-hmm. with blonde hair, one of a brunette feature.
Yeah.
And then we flip the card over and we read what they are describing in terms of the gay sex act after we've tried to analyze the picture on the front. So we're going to look at the picture, try and break it down, see what we have in front of us, and then we'll actually read the card to you out there. And just so we're clear, this is something heterosexual couples can use.
Yes.
I mean, some of it. I guess if it's blowing each other at the same time.
Well, but you can get go a down. Get a yeah. clit. You can, yeah, if you have a clever mind, you can make it work.
Yeah.
If it's rubbing two dicks together,
it might be a little difficult unless she gets a strap on.
She Ooh, could get a strap on.
There you go.
And what's hotter than a girl with a strap on?
I can't.
And you're the only other person in the room.
All right, buddy. You're up.
Okay.
Get a draw.
Let's see here.
Just one. Don't be greedy.
Whoa!
All right, let's see this picture, my friend.
It happens every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You had mentioned strap-on. This looks like a handheld device is being used here.
And, whew. Yeah,
this is potent.
So we've got our blonde...
Gentleman.
He's sort of on all fours, as a rapper would say, face down, ass up.
Yeah, he's in a yoga pose almost. He's got his elbows
it's
to his knees.
Child's pose.
Yeah.
With his ass a little higher in the air.
Mm-hmm.
For access, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it appears so.
Because on his right side is Nelt, and I don't know where the hard-on is going for this guy, but, you know, he seems kind of close, maybe, anyway. So he's Nelt to the side, facing us, sort of, looking down. And he's got something in his hand that looks like a dagger.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's a dildo.
Yeah, the dagger dildo, if you will. Yeah, and
the
it looks like he's plunging it into the blonde friend's asshole.
Yeah.
While kind of holding him down on the shoulder.
Or maybe giving him a rub.
Perhaps, yeah, I don't know. So it's a... This is an intense one.
They're both kind of smiling.
Yeah, but this is making me uncomfortable a little bit just to
Would
think about
Would you like me to move it closer?
Well, you are, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, so the guy's, you know, knees to elbows, bent down on the bed, and his friend is on his knees inserting something into his ass, it appears.
Yes.
So is that our final...
That's our anal assist.
Yeah, it is our anal assist. There's not a lot of wiggle room here.
So, dildos.
There it is. That's the title, right? You flip it over, first word? Dildo.
What's the best thing about dildos? They're always hard. You can please each other as long as you like, with no need to pace the action to hold back orgasm. They also help couples share the pleasure of sex, especially if you're both versatile, with each partner getting anal and genital stimulation at once. Don't be too ambitious. When choosing a dildo, if you go bigger than you really need or can accommodate, you'll hurt yourself and may cause permanent damage. You'll also diminish your capacity for pleasure from receptive anal sex, since the average dildo is thicker and longer than the average penis.
Shocker.
Take it easy. When using a dildo on your partner, get him into a position that's comfortable for him. It might be with his knees back, lying on his side, or front, or doggy. Pay careful attention to how he responds. Go in slowly and, once you're in, alternate light pushes with deep thrusts. Try rotating the dildo and upping the pace. Enjoy controlling the action, but don't get sadistic. If you're on the receiving end, enjoy.
Jesus Christ.
Don't feel self-conscious. Make the most of your partner focusing all his attention on you and trust in his desire to please you. It's a good idea to put a condom on your dildo. This will make it much easier to clean and safer to share.
Well, there's a good tip from the gay sex deck. If you're going to use a dildo, put a condom on that bad boy. Put a condom on your dildo. Yeah, there you go. At least we got something out of that that doesn't make me cringe.
I think we've got an episode title.
Wow. if we had any Mormons listening to the show, they're gone now.
Yeah.
They're gone, and they ain't coming back.
No, well,
or maybe they are.
Maybe.
Maybe we have reached out to their inner demons.
The thing is, I just don't get, like, even with a girl, like, using a dildo on the girl. When I was in high school, I thought that would be really cool. And now I just think, like, why would I do that when I could just have sex with her?
It sounds violent and weird to me.
And how do you know how hard and easy to thrust? And how do you pick out a dildo for someone else to use? Do you go to the store and say, well, that'll do?
Yeah, I guess you should get something about your size, though, because it says that the average ones are too big.
Mm-hmm.
So get the miniature item.
And what does that say? Why are they all so big? Why are they making them so big?
Why do we need 84-ounce sodas and shit?
You're thinking that the same reason we have large Slurpees is because we have and big dildos, it's all the same?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might be onto something. Yeah. We just like it big in
America. We like excess. Yeah, we do. I heard something about that big drink from 7-Eleven. Like, you can't even fit it all in your stomach.
Yeah?
The biggest one that they have.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well, speaking of too big to fit in.
Yeah.
I think this episode's too big to fit in anything else.
That's true. We're going to have to remove some from our SoundCloud.
Yes, we are. In various fashions. Well, I think it's time for us to end this sucker with the official sign-off.
Yep.
Where we tell you that
you do
what the fuck you gotta do.
Yep.
And you gotta remember,
if there's no victim,
there's no crime. It's about 3, 4, 3, 2.